All right, we have guests in our studios this morning, and we're honored to have with us the ladies from the Women's Club of Weiss Lake, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and thank you for coming in and being with us. And you are?
I am Carol Benz.
Carol, and you have with you?
Nell Oliver.
Now, I know both these ladies, but I let them introduce themselves. Thank you for getting up. Carol, I understand you said it's a little early for you.
It's just a little bit, Jerry. But I managed to make it, though.
And, you did,
and of
indeed.
Course, this is an important time of the year for the Women's Club of Weiss Lake. We are having our, I believe it's our 47th tour year. And we are set to have it this Sunday, December 8th.
Now, when you say tour, that's tour of homes across
right.
the Weiss Lake area that's specially decorated for the holidays.
Exactly, exactly. And that's going to be Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. And the homes included on the tour are, everything's going to be in Cedar Bluff this year. I don't know how that turned out, but it just did. You know, everything
right.
is in Cedar Bluff. And we've got a house at 85 County Road 1012. We got a house on Armstrong Road. We've got a house on Old Highway 9 and a house on Grove Street. Also on the tour this year, we're going to have Upside Boutique, Parkside Music, the Cedar Bluff Town Hall, and Cedar Bluff Police Station. And they've been doing some renovation at the police station. So that'd be interesting to see that, how they put their money in that. And we're going to have refreshments at the City Hall, so you need to come over there for refreshments. And tickets can be purchased at the homes, or they can be purchased at the Chamber of Commerce, or from someone that you know that is in the Women's Club.
And the proceeds go to help support the Women's Club of Weiss Lake activities throughout the year. Is that
right? Oh, absolutely, yes. We just started a brand new activity that we're real excited about. It's a new project, Little Free Library. And we've got one in the museum. We've got another one in Johnson's Pharmacy in Cedar Bluff. And the library works by keeping books supplied so anyone can take a book free.
Free?
Free.
All right.
The books are free.
That sounds exciting.
Exactly. And I just think it's one of the greatest ideas we've come up with.
Nell, how did you come up with this program with the little library?
We found out about one up in Somerville, Georgia, and we had a media specialist in our group at that time who's on sabbatical now, Glenda Little, and she took it and ran with it. We have the two up and running, and that's how we got started. Chris Dendy saw it in the paper and gave it to Glenda, and we took off with it.
And not everyone has their notebooks and laptops and things of that nature to download the books and to read, so now you can go by and pick up one free.
You can go into the museum. It's there in the cafe part of the museum, and you pick up the book. There's no charge to it. You take it home with you and read it. You know, if you want to bring it back, then so someone else can, that's fine, but you don't have to. It becomes yours when you pick it up, or you do the same thing at Johnson's.
You can return it, and then when you return it, you can get another one, right?
Right, right. And we have books of all, for all. We have some children's books, novels, for both men and women. We have some how-to books. I put books in there, how to crochet, how to do some of the crafts that women like, and also some for men.
How do you get your books?
Through donations from other people as well as ourselves. We got a big donation from Meaning Grove Church, and we've had individuals that have donated books to us. So we take books as donations.
Right. There's a lot of people that subscribe to book clubs and different things, and they love books and they love to read. But books stack up.
That's right.
You know, and now if you're looking for a place to or a time to clean out your books, you can clean those out and make a donation to the Women's Club of Weiss Lake for the little library, and you can do two things at one time. You can free up some space in your home, and you can allow other people to enjoy the books that you've had.
That's right, and that's what we want. We want people to feel free to donate books.
All right. You know. It sounds like an exciting time. Who determines, or do you know how the determination is made about the houses that you select each year? I know you have interesting homes on the tour, and of course they're so beautifully decorated, and people can get a lot of great decoration ideas in touring.
A lot of
homes.
Great decoration ideas. Our homes this year range from the antique, not antique, but the old home of the McElrath in Cedar Bluff. That's right. The Turner home now. And I understand Marta Hamilton will be there, and it was her parents' home. She yep. grew up in that home, and she's going to be there Sunday to tell you more about the history of the home. It was built in the early 1900s to the modern-day house of the Kilgores on Armstrong Road that is built to be almost completely maintenance-free. One of the interesting points I found about it is she has concrete sinks in the boys' bathrooms. And it's just unique ideas of decorating as well as construction. If you want, you know, you're building onto your house, you might get some ideas.
Absolutely.
Back to the Kilgores, they have three boys, and they built a garage-like building that is built for the boys. And they have bunk beds in there that's built like train berths. And it's just for the boys to go out and have a rec room. Out there, and it's neat. The Joiners on the Bluffs on County Road 1012, beautiful view any way you look from Weiss Lake, and they're using nativity scenes mainly as their theme this year, so that's going to be a treat just to see the view from up there, but the house is beautiful also.
And the Cedar Bluff Police Department, they have been expanding and remodeling for a while, and they've done quite
a bit
there.
They've taken the old M.C. Clayton building and turned it into, of course, my son-in-law is chief, and I tell him he built a Taj Mahal over there for a police department. But they did it themselves, and it's actually cost less than any building the city's ever built.
Wow.
To remodel it, because they used volunteers to do it, and they've done a wonderful job, and they're awfully proud of it. They went from a two-room office to each officer having an office, an interrogation room, a room where they store what they take stolen goods,
evidence
room, and a garage type room in the back where they can change tires or whatever with the cars. So it's something to see. At the Parkside Music Building, there by the park and by City Hall, Dennis Lockridge has an antique train display that's interesting. The 1930s, 40s, and 50s trains, and they're all up and running. He's got a display. He's made a lot of the buildings. Dennis would find a picture of something that used to be around Cedar Bluff, and he's made a replica of it and done a great job with
wow.
it.
Wow. I'm sure that's so, going to be something I want to see on many people's lists.
Right. And Suzanne Moeller has a shop in that building also. She makes jewelry and has handbags and other gifts for, and she'll be selling that day too.
Yeah. You know. Now, which building is that?
That's the park. We call it the Parkside Music Building. It's right there at the corner of Spring Street, right across from the park.
Right.
Spring Street and 68. And then the Weaver home, the unique thing about that, they are building, and it will be completed to see. The furnishings won't be in it, but they're telling me it'll be completed Sunday for us to see it. And it's in memory of Stephanie's mother, Molly Barnes, who mm-hmm. was killed in an accident. And they're building it to be a little Carter's little schoolhouse, which is their son, who's about 20 months old, I think. But it's really unique, and Stephanie's an artist in herself, and her crafty way, she's got some unique ideas to see.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see all that, and I know that people are going to be wanting to participate, and we're going to talk about the tickets again coming up in just a moment. We'll be back with the Women's Club of Weiss Lake right after this.
Do you know how many shopping days are left until Christmas? Of course you do. You have that countdown playing on continuous loop in your head like on hold music. But what you may not know about are all the amazing deals at the Goodies Christmas sale. Want to make them happy, happy, happy? Well, all the must-have Duck Dynasty gear is 50% off. And so are coats and sweaters for the family. Men's hoodies from U.S. Polo Association are $29.99. And toys like Barbie and Monster High are $19.99. So where does that leave you, Santa's helper? Well, considering all the money you'll save on things for them at Goodies, plus the extra 25% you'll save with your online coupon, you can pick up something for yourself for practically nothing. Because fine jewelry is 60 to 70% off. I mean, why leave what you want to chance? Shop for yourself while you're at Goodies, then just put their name on it. Talk about happy, happy, happy. Oh, and most stores have extended holiday hours, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Goodies, your town, your store, your Christmas sale.
He is all I need. Book signing event for local authors Gary Harden and Greg Locklear Saturday, December 7th at the Cherokee County Historical Museum. This special event will be held 1 hour before and 1 hour after the Cherokee County Christmas Parade. There will be free admission to the museum all day Saturday. He is all I need is a book about how the 23rd Psalm can be a source of help to get you through the daily challenges of life. Get your copy Saturday.
Christmas will be here before you know it. Get a head start on your holiday shopping with a holiday loan from Fort McClellan Credit Union. With annual percentage rates as low as 5.9%, you can enjoy a stress-free holiday season. For more information, give us a call at 256-927-4203 or drop by for a visit today at 500 Cedar Bluff Road in Center. A holiday loan for $1,000 with an APR of 5.9% would be repaid by 12 monthly payments of $87. Offer subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
Absolute Auction A&B Electric liquidation Saturday, December 14th at 9 a.m. at Mid-States Auction Yard, County Road 7 in Leesburg. There'll be wiring, light fixtures, and much more. 10% buyer's premium. Several piece rolls of various wires, several 30 amps. Also hundreds of mud rings, nail plates, plastic boxes, metal boxes, new breakers from 200 amp to 20 amp. Hundreds of light fixtures, 65 Braun fan light combos. For more information, call Mid-States Auctioneers at 523-5111. Jimmy Mitchell, Alabama, license number 1372.
Hello, folks. It's Greg Anthony here with Carl Gregory Ford in Fort Payne, and I'm here to confess that I have messed up and made a mistake and ordered entirely too many vehicles. I need your help, so I need you to come out and check out this inventory. You talk about selection. I've got selection on the ground, and I've got to get it gone. Our corporate office is demanding that they go at some kind of price, some kind of payment. So here's what I've come up with. Any 2013 on the ground, I'm going to sell at $2,013 below invoice. Plus, I'm going to give you the rebate up to $8,500. You want 0%? Well, folks, we have that too. And hey, let's talk units for just a moment. F-150 XLs all the way up to the Platinum Super Duty F-350. Fiestas, Focus, Fusions, Mustangs, Edge, Escapes. You want them, we've got them. And when you pull in, our parking lot is so packed, you might not even find a parking place. So all you need to do is pull next door, call me, I'll valet park you. And folks, it's the first time I've ever run a sale this huge, and it's the first time I've even offered valet parking. And other dealers can't compete with what we're doing in Fort Payne. Carl Gregory Ford in Fort Payne. I'll see you soon.
And we're back in our studios with our guests this morning, the ladies of the Weiss Lake Women's Club, and we appreciate you coming in. We have Nell Albert and Carol Benz, and ladies, thank you for coming in. And Nell, you were telling us about the buildings and homes and all that are going to be decorated, and one thing that we want to tell them about now is the Cedar Bluff, the town hall.
Yes, we'll have the town hall open. The refreshments will be there, and Tammy Crane and Martha have done a beautiful job with the decorations. They have a beautiful nativity scene, a lot of Santa Claus's trees. They have a Cedar Bluff tree, of course, you know, being in Cedar Bluff. But refreshments will be there, and tickets will be on sale there as well as at the homes. Tickets, again, are $5 to make all the stops. You can get them at either one of the homes, or you can get them at City Hall. And you don't have to start at any certain point. You can start at any of the homes that's selling tickets if you don't have one. If you already have one, you can start at any place on the tour. And we'd like for you to come out. I'd like to tell you that this money that we make, this is our big money-making event, and it all stays in Cherokee County. Our goal is to improve quality of life in Cherokee County, and we do this tour to help the needy. We help the food banks, we help the schools and the McKinney-Vento program in the schools. This is our main things, but if we have extra money, we also help others, such as Family Resource Center, Child Advocacy, the arts and music in the schools that Gloria Lockridge does. So it all stays here in Cherokee County. We give a $1,000 scholarship to a student at Gadsden State. And so come on out and help us to help other people.
And that's what it's all about, is giving back and enjoying each other and working together and to make it successful. And I know you ladies are having a grand time and doing all that.
I want to just say thank you. We get sponsors among the businesses, and people have been very supportive. And I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors who have supported this. This is where we make our money, because we try to keep the ticket price down so that people can afford to go. You know, if you got five people in your family, that's $25. But the sponsors help us make the money, and they're important to us.
Sure.
And I'd also like to thank the Ladies Club. As president, this chairman fell in my lap, but the members have been wonderful, and I'd just like to say thank you to all of them. They've done anything I ask.
Well, that makes your job easier then, doesn't it?
It made my job a whole lot easier.
She's a great president.
I'm sure she is. So. Let's go back to Carol and let her tell us. Carol, we understand that the park's going to be, is already well decorated.
Yes, it's all decorated up with the lights, and so that's going to be just make your spirits bright. Even if it's raining or drizzling, we'd love to have a sunshiny day, but unfortunately the weather is what it is. So we just want everybody to come out. We're so excited about it. We are every year, and it goes to a good cause, just like Nell said. And the tickets can be purchased at the Chamber. They can also be purchased at the other places there that were mentioned, and they're only $5. So we just want everybody to come out and enjoy it as much as we do.
And the times again, this is Sunday.
Oh, yes, yes, we're going to have a book at each place, and if you would, sign it so we can keep track of how many people will be coming through the
sure.
tour.
Yes.
For the homeowners, too, exactly. And it's on December the 8th from
Sunday.
1 to 4, Sunday,
yes.
Exactly. We've cut it back an hour, but it seems like that's a good our good hour time,
right? Yeah.
So, yeah,
from 1 to 4 Sunday afternoon, and it's all in Cedar Bluff, and
right,
and that makes it easier to get to see all the homes without having to rush. You can
it
spend
will.
More time.
It will. It yeah, absolutely.
Right, and that is great. Well, ladies, we want to say, is there anything else that you want to get out that we haven't discussed?
I would like just one thing. You know, I said that we help. It all stays in Cherokee County, and it does. And it's very heartwarming to us to be able to help the people in Cherokee County. Another thing that we have done and will continue to do is to train people about ADHD.
Sure.
This is such a problem now with kids, and it's a growing problem. And if you need any help, we have the resource person to go to, a person who's written several books, Chris Dindy. And she's in the book, Chris and Tommy Dindy in Cedar Bluff, if you need to get in touch with her if you have questions for her.
Because they're the experts on this. They travel worldwide and help people around the globe in to learn more about ADHD, how to treat it, and how to live with it.
And if you do have books to donate to our little free library, you can call me, 256-484-4051. Or if you know where I live, you can drop them by my house. I'm right behind the police department in at Center.
All right, ladies. Thank you so very much, Nell and Carol, for coming in and being with us. We appreciate
thank you,
the opportunity to have you back in and talk about the Women's Club Tour of Homes. That's an exciting event, and I know these people on the tour. I've worked extremely hard for a good long period of time to get decorated, to open up their homes to the public.
Right. They'll be decorating until the very last minute.
I'm sure they will. Putting all the finishing touches on to make sure it's just like they want
That's
it to
right.
be.
That's
like
right.
Christmas Wonderland.
And it will be.
I'm sure it will. No doubt about it. Thank you so very much for coming in and being with us with the Women's Club of Weisslake.